My story is a bit different than most hunters. The life of a hunter is one that has been passed down from generation to generation. It is a bond between father and son, or a daughter, that is unexplainable. Timeless traditions presented to a new era of people. The majority of hunters I talk to all have this in common. They can relate to the fact that their father or grandfather taught them how to track and hunt an animal. The same cannot be said for me, however. I grew up in a home where guns were not permitted, and although hunting wasn't frowned upon, it wasn't accepted with big open arms either. Since I was a boy, I can remember having a desire to be in the outdoors. I wasn't one to stay inside and be entertained, but was one who wanted to be outside in nature, exploring the beautiful architecture that God had created. The passion for waterfowl hunting was one that I had grown up knowing. I told myself that whenever I grow up and have the chance to hunt, waterfowl will be the animal I chase. 12 years later, that dream came true. See, I had a desire, an obsession that flowed through my veins since I was a child. I went to bed thinking about being in a marsh in nothing more than a wooden John boat and a yellow lab by my side. The thought of daybreak and birds pouring down from the heavens filled my heart with such joy, and it's what kept me going through those years I couldn't hunt. When I was 18, I went on my first teal hunt. The waiting was finally over. There were no birds taken that day, but I could care less. I was too busy enjoying the scenery, fellowship, and the sound of whining duck calls. My heart was so joyful as I was finally doing what I had wanted to do for so many years. Just before I thought the day couldn't get any better, it did. As we were packing up decoys, I heard a honk in the distance. Immediately I turned my head, only to see a giant Canada goose. He was flying about 100 yards out from us, headed our way, and only 20 feet off the water. Time stopped in his tracks as I saw the most beautiful picture ever painted. The sun was setting, the water was still as glass, and I could see this bird in full perfection. In this moment, I caught a glimpse of the God of the universe and his majesty. For the first time, I truly saw a work of art created by God in all of its splendor. Fast forward to today. The passion that was contained inside me as a boy has now burst to life. The desire to be out in nature has only increased as the past few years have gone by. 3 years ago, I decided to go all in and invest all I have into my passion. I asked God for an opportunity to be able to do what I love 24/7. He answered that prayer. I've had the opportunity to become close friends with some of the most amazing people in the outdoor industry. I have hunted with some of the best friends that anyone could ever ask for. I've been able to use my gifts that God has given me to try and create something different than what many hunters see. I don't just hunt for the ducks, and I don't produce waterfowl media for the attention of others, although support is fantastic. I film and I produce because I want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through it. I want others to truly be able to see the beauty in nature and love that God has for them. As hunters, we get to see some of the most beautiful scenes in the entire world. That isn't an accident. On those cold mornings, as fog rises from the water and the sun breaks, that's God's message to you, that He loves you. It's His way of saying, I have made this not only for you to enjoy, but to see you thank me for it as it brings me glory. My passion for hunting and filming goes way beyond the hunt. It's a call, a mission, a desire to see fellow hunters open their eyes and not just see birds or make memories, but truly grasp who God is. I am Sam Thomas, a hunter, a producer, and a child of God. When you see Foul Edge, I hope that you don't just see four guys who are out there producing waterfowl media, but more than anything, I hope that you see our Creator.